Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Check it. You're tuned in to Say What Radio with your hosts, Justin, Taz, and the other guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, let's go.
Say What Radio. I'm going to just start with this one and just say the headline. See what you say. Baseball coach is suspended after he forced his players to spit in his face.
Huh? He loses damn job.
A Greek man was convicted of stealing electricity despite being dead. Yes. Convicted him after he died.
Say what?
Say what? One more goddamn time.
All right, all right, all right. It is actually Wednesday night. All right, look at that. Say What Radio's coming at you guys. Got your girl Justice here hanging with a couple of the other guys. Go ahead and start it with Jules. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello, it's Jules.
And we always have the rambunctious Dre D.
Aggravated man right now.
Pretty much. Why would you be aggravated? It's not like you were in court today, sir.
I feel like I'm in court the way this game is fucking me.
Oh.
I love Destiny. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week. I know we have not been consistent with the episodes. Life happens, but as always, make sure that you check out all the other content on the Say What Radio Network. Got the latest episode of Cool Black Nerd that is out, several episodes of Life is P, and be on the lookout for a new show from Phoenix as well. But today, we actually just wanted to talk about some of the stuff that's been going on recently. And should we start with court proceedings, or should we start with just tomfoolery of Mr. West?
They're both ridiculous, so it don't even matter.
I don't even know. I say just pick one.
All right, let's go ahead and start with Mr. West, because I think if we start with Mr. Brooks, it would be the entire thing. So, if you've been under a rock lately, you haven't heard. Kanye West has pretty much just tanked his status as a human being in the last few months.
He's tanked his life.
Well, that as well. He went on a rant on Twitter. He also, I believe it was on Instagram as well at one point in time, and it was just anti-Semitism, just for no real reason, just came out of nowhere with this, and then started going around in other channels and areas, a podcast and shit like that, spewing this same stuff. He was on Drink Champs with, I can never remember that dude's name.
Nori,
which is another podcast, and basically just amplified the bullshit that he was talking about to the point where some of the things that he said is actually prompted George Floyd's family to file a lawsuit against him for some of the stuff that he actually said.
Yeah, because he lied.
Pretty much. And I'm not going to repeat any of the stuff that he actually did say. But accountability came for him in the last week, though. So, as you know, one of the things that made Ye one of the billionaires that is out there as far as net worth is concerned was his deals with different companies. His, you know, fashion line with Gap, Balenciaga, I believe he, of course, the one with Adidas for his Yeezy brand. And there was another one. I can't think of it right now. But once he started going on these, you know, rants, everybody just seemed to start cutting ties with him. First, it was JP Morgan Chase and some other companies. But I think today was the biggest one that ruffled his feathers the most because, afterwards.
Yesterday.
Well, yesterday. Yes, you're right.
Today was the Skechers shit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. So Adidas actually went ahead and said, nope, we are ceasing all production of, or business, I'm sorry, all business and production with Ye to the tune of a penalty, I believe, on their end of $250 million.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is correct.
Also, what I did not know, they were saying that they may continue to produce the Yeezy's designs and things like that, but they will not be under that line or brand or anything like that because they own all of the designs. And it's, yeah, they're sold proper. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That is also correct.
I mean, a company like Adidas is not going to give Kanye ownership of his shit when they get into a deal with them. They're not going to do
that. Not at all.
I didn't know it would be like that. And the deal being tanked took him from almost $2 billion in net worth to, I believe someone said $300 million or something.
That's what I said, $300 or $400 million. Yeah. Now. But, you know, it, just given what we've known about Kanye West's ego and how important it was, even when Forbes initially put him on the billionaire list, like the way he was talking about them being inaccurate and saying it was actually $3 billion, and then I think at some point they said he was the richest black man on the planet. Yeah. And that, like, you know, probably had him floating in the sky. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure, to me, I feel like this is probably the biggest blow to him personally is for them to now say he's no longer a billionaire or not even close to.
Yeah, and it's sad that this has to even be said, but I was surprised that all the people and how many people don't understand what it means to be valued at your value, like Kanye West being a billionaire valuation. They're like, how can they take his cash? I was like, he did not have $1 billion in cash. That is not what that means. I was like,
are you serious? I didn't see that.
There's a lot of people who thought, like, when you're a billionaire, that means that you have $1 billion in money.
Yeah, no.
A lot of people thought of it. I did not know that. I was like, you guys can't be serious. Because they were.
Wow.
Because even before the Adidas thing, you had a bunch of people that were saying, oh, yeah, he's a billionaire. He'll be fine. I'm like, that's not how it works. Like, his money is tied into investments and, like, value. It's like, it's not liquid. It can go down at any minute. Like, he can go from being a billionaire to being a thousandaire literally a day. It can literally happen like that.
So when they would hear stuff like,
seems like it matches.
Such and such lost, you know, $20 billion in value today. Like, that happened to Facebook and, if I'm not mistaken, Netflix as well. Were they thinking they lost that cat? They had to go pay them? I'm confused.
You had a lot of people that thought that. Yeah.
Okay.
They thought that. Wow. Yeah, they're like, oh, no, now he's got gotten out of all of his contracts. Now he can go with his $1 billion and do, like, what he wants to do. I was like, you guys can't be serious.
I saw that today somewhere. I was like, you don't understand, do you? Like, he doesn't get to just take the Yeezy shoes and make them himself now. Like, that's not what's happening. He doesn't get to take the clothes with the Gap and Balenciaga and just put them in some Yeezy store somewhere. No. Yep. That's not what's happening here at all. This man is...
Nope. He has essentially just ruined himself.
He's lost almost everything that he, at the beginning of this, that he set out to do. Like, I remember when he broke out of that deal with Nike, and his whole thing was... And even when he was on that, you ain't got the answer, Sway. He was on two things. I need to build my companies for my children, and I need to have ownership so that they can get royalties. And that's how that deal with Adidas came about, which was giving him royalties. And he did have, quote unquote, ownership because it was actually a partnership with Adidas. But it wasn't like a sponsorship. Like, Adidas wasn't just paying him to put his name on the shoes. He was actually designing them, and he is getting royalties per shoe sold, right? And then the deal's kind of the same thing with the Gap, same thing with Balenciaga. And his whole thing was, I'm a partner with these companies so that I can put out high quality things, because you ain't got the answer, Sway. You can't just make it yourself, because it ain't gonna be Ralph though. They rap though.
Yes.
And I'm doing this for my kids. Now, none of these things exist anymore.
Yeah, because even if you go to the website, like, I mean, when I say they shut stuff down, they shut everything down. There were people on TikTok who had the Yeezys out, you know, in their store display, just completely removed from Foot Locker and everything else. And they were like, the price it was yesterday is not the price today. The Gap website where it was their partnership and everything that he did, that's completely gone. Just it just redirects to the Gap website. He's been banned on Twitter, banned on Instagram. And I wonder how that whole parlor thing of him trying to buy that from Candace Owens, like a dumbass, Candace Owens' husband, let me say that, since he's a CEO, is going to even work now.
He still has to buy it. I'm pretty sure he's not in the contract.
Well, we don't know if he signed the contract, but I think we could talk about that on its own, because even that in itself, he was getting fucked over.
Yeah.
Because Parler is a social media site that does not monitor what users are posting. Like it doesn't have any type of
moderation.
And if you're going to be a social media site, you need access to the Apple App Store. You need access to Google's Play Store. You cannot get access to those sites if you are not moderating your users' content. So Parler is not available in the App Store. Parler is not available in the Play Store. So nobody's going to be able to download this fucking app, except for people who, I don't know how you get it on the iPhone at all.
Yeah, you have to jailbreak it.
I know you can get it on Android if you get an SDK. And like go download it from a different site and allow your phone to run apps from quote unquote unknown sites, right?
Yeah.
But so iPhone, you actually have to jailbreak the phone. Like
you have to jailbreak it, yeah.
Millions and millions of people are not gonna do that. There's not gonna be enough people that do that to make that app profitable. It seems to me like the whole Candace Owens even fucking with Kanye was just to get somebody to take this bullshit app off of her family's hands.
Yep. That's exactly what it was. And Kanye was a dumbass to do it.
Yeah.
All I can say is I hope he didn't sign anything to actually buy that. But I mean, if he did, that's just another loss.
Yeah.
This week or last week, whenever they announced that.
And then it was, how much was it for? It was like 200 million or something?
200 million, yeah.
So you got nothing left then.
If he has to buy it.
And the infrastructure for it, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it now makes sense of why I would hear people asking, like, they got these billionaires, and like, why are they still doing all these deals and stuff? They're rich already. I was like, now I understand why those dumbasses were saying that shit, because they really literally thought that these billionaires just have money lying around like that.
Yeah, no,
like, no.
Like literally have $1 billion in the bank on their debit card, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
like,
no, I mean,
that's not how it works. COVID should have taught a lot of people that. Like you can go from being comfortable or wealthy to one of the average people in literally a day.
Very quickly. Plus, like in most cases, when people are, you know, do have bank accounts, they're not like FDIC only goes up to what, $250,000 for insured stuff. So a lot of people have more than one bank account. I'm asking a lot for them to even know what that means. So
let's just say it like this. It is not smart for you to have, I'm not sure what the FDIC limit is. Maybe it is 250,000. Whatever the FDIC limit is, it's not smart for you to have $1 more than that in any bank account. And we'll just leave it at that. That's why people put money in it. That's why billionaires have the vast majority of their money in investments, in businesses, in some kind of asset that is not just a bank account that they can just go take money out of and spend $200 million immediately.
Yeah. On top of that, I'm not sure, speaking of Kanye, I'm not sure what he was doing today at the Skechers headquarters. Yeah. Nobody knows what his plan was or what his reasoning was for being there. Because first of all, it's a Jewish-owned company. You there to begin with? I know you're not trying to make any kind of deals with them, because that would defeat the purpose of everything you've been saying over the last 2 weeks.
Which is nonsense. Absolute fucking nonsense.
that he thought he could just show up at a headquarters and speak to executives unplanned. I was like, bro, you can't be serious right now. Like, somebody get this man help. Please get this man some help.
I thought it was a joke. I really, really did. Yeah, I really, really did. And I've said this to you guys in the chat, and I'm gonna echo it again. Wendy Williams got put in a financial conservatorship when she passed out on TV for exhaustion. And then, you know, they were saying that she was acting crazy. Britney Spears was in a damn conservatorship after she shaved her head and went crazy and whatnot. If Kanye was a man, was a woman, he'd have been in that shit long ago. How is it that nobody has sat down and said, this motherfucker needs to be in a conservatorship? How?
They can try. They ain't listening to nobody.
But that's the thing. I mean, it had to be the same thing with them. I doubt they were listening to anybody. What's the difference?
Kanye is a little, he's a little more, I would say, strong-minded or strong. I don't know what the word is, but I believe he's a lot. Yeah, he's a lot harder to work with. I would say.
I'm kind of agreeing with you here. Like, I don't know. I'm agreeing with you, Justice Jessica. I don't know why that hasn't happened, other than to say, man, nobody is around him that's willing to just do it, I guess. He's gotten rid of all the people that actually care about him.
Yeah, he doesn't have any family right now.
Like, there was a point, I'm almost to the point where there was a point where I was like, oh, the Kardashians do this to everybody. No, I don't think that's what it is with him now.
It was an easy scapegoat because we know of the Kardashians and their histories, but I don't think the Kardashians, if anything, they may have been the ones that were keeping him tamed for like the majority of this time, because I know Chris didn't want that bad publicity on the family. So it's no telling what they were doing to keep him from doing half the shit that he was thinking of.
You're right. You have to give them some credit, especially Kim, because I think she tried her best to make sure that everything that was going on didn't come out. But I mean, shit, like you said, Kanye's a hell of a motherfucker to deal with.
So. He's hard to deal with. I guarantee you, she probably didn't want a divorce because it doesn't look good for them. But I'm sure she didn't have a choice at some point. I don't know. Depending on how Kanye is at home, I mean, I would assume it's even worse than what we see. I don't know how you can just put up with that at all times.
I really do think that it kind of is, you know, like I said, if he was a woman, it had just been easier. I cannot see it any other way.
Yeah.
The whole thing that actually happened with what's his name, where Kanye started going off on
Pete Davidson.
The other dude, this one was just recently, Michael Rapaport.
Oh.
At that point, where he was actually leaving the death threats and stuff like that after the Pete Davidson thing, how, again, I do not understand. This man is not in some sort of psychiatric hold or something. I do not get.
Like you said, somebody got to be willing to do it. And I don't think there's anybody around him now that will.
Well, because you know what I mean, in his recent. In one of his recent interviews, I think it was the Piers Morgan one.
Yeah.
I mean, he said that he now doesn't believe he has bipolar disorder. He believes that it was a Jewish conspiracy that created this bipolar disorder. He believes the trainer that took him to the hospital was a Jewish person that was in on it, and the doctor that diagnosed him was also a Jewish person. None of this was confirmed. This is just what he believes. None of those guys may not even be Jewish, but this is what he believes. And he believes it because he thinks that they were doing that so that they could medicate him and so the Jews could control his mind.
Oh, Lord.
What can you do with that? Like, how do you, it's like, I don't know what anyone, if this person is literally, and even when you try to get him to see like some of the stuff that he's saying, like you had a few people that tried that. Like on these interviews that he's going on, he just refuses to see it. All he does is just change the subject.
That's his MO. So, yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's how he got on the white male stuff, which is still the strangest thing to me that he said, like out of all this stuff, when the comment came out of his mouth that he said the straight white male nobody is judged more than the straight white male. That was the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my life. The straight white male doesn't have a platform to speak on. He's literally on a straight white male show saying that, but they don't have a platform.
I don't.
And he wants, and he loves that. He loves the straight white male's family values and the way that they do things with the dinners and the no phones and no technology. And he wants black families to be more like that, which is to say that no black families are doing that, apparently. Like, where is he getting this from? Like, I'm just confused.
You know where he's getting it from. He was hanging out with Candace, and that's how they was, you know, mesmerizing him to buy that trash ass app.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, the level at which to which he has fallen is fucking mind blowing. And to watch all this is just the whole thing with Kim Ford when he was actually threatening her and everything like that. Like, that was sad. This stuff now, you have, as Jules pointed out earlier, you have now like cratered everything that you tried to build for your family. And I don't know how you could ever come back from that. I know there'll still be people that will be on your side. You may have actually gotten some fans on the wrong side of the tracks, because as you, I don't know if you guys saw, but some of the stuff has kind of like reverberated with like those right wing groups and the white nationalists. They were out in Los Angeles causing havoc, like Yay is Right, like putting up signs and stuff and wreaking havoc against some of the Jewish community in the Los Angeles area and other places as well. But like, how could he ever be able to, even if he got his mind right? And I think Dre D had actually said something earlier about when we were talking.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, the medicine. Yeah, he could use his medical condition to his advantage to get people to at least open the door back for him. Like, if he comes out and says he's going to go get treatment, he's going to start taking his medicine, and then he stops saying all of that stuff, a lot of people will take it as, oh, this man was having a serious, like, mental crisis. Like, but if he never, like, if he's, like, just sticks to this, doesn't apologize, doesn't say anything about, like, his mental condition or any of that stuff, then yeah, he can't come back from it. But he can use his medical condition to get in a lot of people's good graces again. Because it's hard to turn down. It's hard to ignore and turn down somebody if they said they had a legit medical crisis, like mental crisis, like especially nowadays. It's hard to like blame them for what they were saying or the things that they did.
I don't know. Because in most of the time, people are they will give empathy towards those types of situations. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any empathy that you can give for this. Even if it is in, you know, where it's like in dire straits, he would have to be on meds at all times for the rest of his life.
If you have bipolar, that's what you're supposed to have.
I know that. For him to actually have, like you were saying before, to be reasonable, to understand this. And I don't know if that'll ever actually happen. So, segue into our other topic. Mental health was also on display in, is it Michigan?
Wisconsin.
A Wisconsin courtroom for the Waukesha parade killing that happened last year. The gentleman there is clearly unhinged. Nobody gives a shit. So, the only difference here is that one killed somebody, some people, and the other one didn't. So I don't know if you can be able to be like, okay, well, I'm gonna forgive him. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if Kanye can come back from this.
Oh, I mean, I think the thing is with Daryl Brooks, It's like you can tell that, yeah, he's probably unhinged, but he also may be just somebody who's a manic asshole. He could just be a manic asshole. Like, it's very possible that he does have, like, some type of screws loose, but he's also an asshole.
Okay. That shit has been... I had been watching it the entire time, and I think we told Jules about it maybe a week ago.
Yeah, you told me about it a week ago. So what it was, we were talking about... somebody we were talking to brought up Sovereign Citizens, which one day we can do a whole topic on that, because that...
Mm-hmm.
Just the idea of what a sovereign citizen is
interesting, to say the least.
It's crazy to me. I enjoy watching videos of sovereign citizens getting pulled over. And I'm going to just say this. If you go to YouTube and you look this up, 90% of the time it involves them speeding or doing something, getting pulled over. And it usually ends with a policeman busting out their driver's side window and dragging them through the window and arresting them. But regardless, that's how you guys brought it to me. We're talking about sovereign citizens, and I was like, well, I haven't seen any of my sovereign citizen videos in a while, and somebody said, you need to watch the Waukesha trial, and I did, and you know what? I got my fix for a while, because this man was doing everything.
Yep. Yeah, he may low-key be... Like, I know he was trying his best. I feel like he was trying his best to get mistrial. Like, I feel like that was his entire plan from the beginning. I don't think he knew he couldn't win with a lawyer or anybody. He was guilty as hell. I think he was just trying to find some kind of way to get a mistrial. Any kind of way that he can.
Excuse me. Yeah, he had to.
Think so?
He was trying to bait the judge. Oh, hell yeah. He was trying to bait the judge to do things and that you could bring up in an appeal to try to get off on some kind of technicality. And that's why a lot of people are commending the judge, because she did everything in her power to just not lose it, to try to get this man as many chances as possible so that it doesn't come back to bite her.
You know what I noticed, like, in the before the closing arguments, like, it's like you could see the judge getting to the breaking point.
Yeah.
And even the prosecutor was like, you know what, judge?
Oh, yeah, she came up with it, yeah.
Let him say it. Just let him do it. I will object. You can sustain the objection, and then we can move on so that we can just get past this.
Not they working
together. Oh, goodness. Because I think everybody realized what he was trying to do. You could tell. He's not stupid. Like I said, at the very end, when they were like, we'll withhold judgment. Judgment won't be placed on Monday. It's just another, like, a procedure day or some shit, he said. And he's like, what is judgment? There is no way that you are in a courtroom and you don't know what judgment means. There's no way. That's just not possible. You know goddamn well what judgment is. For him to, what is judgment? He's literally trying to bait her to piss her off. To make her unhinged.
He did that a lot.
Yeah, that was
the subject matter, the jurisdiction shit.
Yeah, tried everything to delay the trial, piss off the judge. I feel like the closing arguments, or I guess waiting for the verdict after they went through something else he brought up today. And he's saying subject matter jurisdiction again.
Yeah. She was like, I'm going back to my office.
She's putting him in a different courtroom so that she can mute him when he starts getting disrupted. But today, she was just like, you know what? I'm leaving. You can stay here. I'm going back to my office. I'm not even going to sit in here for this.
Yeah, she had got to her point. She was done with him. She's happy for this. It's not even over yet, but at least the part where she has to put up with his shit is over.
My God, when she was like, let the record state that the defendant has decided to wear street clothes.
Oh my goodness. Dude, he was like, why does that have to be on the record? It needs to be known that you denied, like, street clothes and you chose to purposely wear prison clothes. And it was like, but it's my choice. Why does that need to be on the record? I chose to do that. Yeah, and we're just making sure that that's on the record, that you were offered street clothes, but you chose to wear prison clothes. but I don't understand why that needs to be on the record. I'm like, I've already already told you why it needs to be on the record. I'm not doing this again.
Oh man, I don't know. At the end of the day, he was found guilty, which, you know, aside from all of his antics and flim flam watching a trial, this man was absolutely guilty. Like, you're guilty when in the closing arguments, the prosecution was just like, here's a picture of Daryl Brooks driving the truck before we're driving through the parade.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of him driving through the parade. Here's a picture of him still driving the truck after driving through the parade. Here's a picture of him getting out of the truck after, like, sir, you did it. Well, there's no questions. They got pictures of your entire life.
In that truck.
Well, the funny thing is that he was trying to say, he wasn't denying that he did it. He was saying he didn't intend to do it. And then just the prosecutor was like, well, we can tell intent by your actions. And she was like, when you literally ran someone over, they were on the hood of the car for a good while, for at least 10 seconds. And then you stopped, you threw them off, and then you ran over them. We can determine intent based off of that alone. Like, that is not an accident. Like, you, even after the person was off the vehicle, you drove over them multiple times. You knew they were there at that point.
One more thing I wanted to bring up about these photos. And when he was cross-examining some of the witnesses, he would say to them, the windows on the truck are tinted. How could you see through the windows? The windows were down. So the tint didn't even matter. Why would you say that?
Subject matter jurisdiction, Jules. That's
subject
why.
Subject matter jurisdiction. Oh, my goodness.
My favorite. I know we're laughing at this, but I'm sorry. You kind of have to be able to. Seeing this, because it's like, how is somebody like this out there and multiplying? Because when he brought up the pictures for them kids, my God.
After they spent 2 hours telling this man, do not use them pictures. As soon as the witness got up there, let me show you these pictures.
My daughter wrote me a letter.
You see this right here?
My daughter wrote me a letter asked, why are people talking about you like this? I didn't read any more of the letter. The end of that sentence said, like, wait a minute. She said you didn't read any more. And then you tell us what else is in the damn letter. Like, come on, man. What is this? I'm 100% sure that letter didn't exist.
Oh, man.
Just like he was trying to say he got those pictures from the mother of his children, and they came from his mom.
Because that's a tacit agreement between them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The prosecution had the recording of the phone call from prison where he asked his mom to send him the pictures.
It's been some good court cases this year, but this one is, I mean, you know, the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp was one thing. The Alex Jones one, that got me, and they actually had a fucking Perry Mason moment during that, and I was just like, okay, this doesn't happen. And then this motherfucker comes along.
Yeah.
It just blows that out of the water.
This is exhibit A of how terrible our justice is, like how much of a joke our justice system is. The fact that that person could be on trial defending himself and doing the shit that he's doing. Like, imagine him trying that in, like, China or Russia.
Well, that shit
wouldn't happen. Would not happen at all. They would have been like, you know what? We're not even going to finish this trial, sir. I am sentencing you. It's to death because I'm going to kill you myself. The judge. I'm killing him.
He's dead now.
Yeah, we put up with a bunch of dumbass shit. Like, it's ridiculous. Our court system.
And I know I say that a lot, you know, when we were talking, it's just like, how is it this motherfucker not guilty? Is the same thing with the whole Jeffrey Dahmer thing. Oh God! Even with that, did y'all know?
I'm off
topic. Let me say this real quick. Y'all know they dressing up babies as Jeffrey Dahmer for Halloween.
Yeah. What? See, I'm just about to bring that bullshit up. What the fuck is wrong with people, man?
I know y'all not surprised.
I was. I really was.
I'm not surprised, but
they thought that shit was cute. Now, I get it coming from, you know, Jason, Freddy, or whatever. These are fictional characters from a movie. or TV show, whatever.
Well, you got to think about it. To a lot of these people, Jeffrey Dahmer is just a fictional character that they saw on a TV show. They don't see that as real, even if it was real.
It's fucking disturbing.
Yeah, I'm serious. Like, a lot of them, that's how they see it. They don't internalize it as if it was something that really happened.
You're right, you're right.
I watched the TV show, and I saw him. He was a good character on the TV show.
That's fucking insane.
Yep.
Man.
Is this why baby boomers just get mad at everything? Like, I feel like this is the kind of stuff that you don't see as, you know, a child, a teenager, a young adult. You don't see this type of stuff happening. And are we all just going to end up sitting on the porch screaming at people for stepping on our grass because of this? Yeah, like, is that what happens? Like, you just get to a point where it's just fuck everything. Fuck the world. Don't touch my shit. Just let me be in my damn house and y'all don't fuck with me. And if you touch shit on my property, I'm going to scream at you and shake my fist.
Get out the bowl.
Get out the bowl. I think so, because, like, man, this is...
Don't you say subject matter jurisdiction.
Oh, man. Every single time, people are like, are you gonna cooperate? Yeah. And then start to bring the jury back in. Is that a tacit agreement? God damn it! Take the jury out again.
I want to know when somebody told him how to pronounce that word properly, because at the beginning he was saying tack it.
Yeah.
It was probably the Reddit thread that he was saying.
That he wrote?
Yeah.
This man went on a rant about a juror possibly going on to Reddit and talking about everything that's going on in the courtroom.
On a public trial.
On a public trial that is being recorded and streamed daily.
How can they know this stuff?
Yeah, how can they know this? What?
It had to be a juror.
Sir, I could go on Reddit right now and write the same exact thing. It is not proof that he is, like, this is hard proof that this is a juror. Okay, so do you have any other concerns? Because I've already ruled on that. That is not grounds for a mistrial.
Yes, I do have another concern.
Subject matter.
Not proven subject matter jurisdiction.
Okay, I'm going home. Go to my office. But I'm done. I am done. And I think the jury would have came back a lot sooner if they didn't have to go through 76 goddamn counts. I think that's the only reason it took that long, because they had to literally write it.
They had 76 pages of paperwork.
Yeah. I was like, that's ridiculous, man.
Nah, we're not doing that. I think even at that point, I was just like, can we not just combine this all? And I write 76, like, guilty 76 times on one piece of paper? No?
I would have been like, can we get a second jury? 38, one jury handles 38, the other jury handles the other 38. Shit, that is a lot. Just listening to the judge read all of that, I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what's going to happen with this sentencing. I know, because I wasn't sure. In some states, a jury does the sentencing. And in some states, or maybe just different court types, it's the jury or the judge. And in this case, it's the judge that's doing the sentencing. And for him, that's probably worse now.
It is. Because I'm sure she's, I'm going to give you the max on everything.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You know, I don't know, man.
And it's been so much shit that has actually happened, you know, this year. And since we've done an episode, unfortunately, we had some people pass. Leslie Jordan just recently passed. Coolio. Can't think of anybody else right now. We actually have not had an episode since, like, February.
Since February?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff has happened.
So I guess, I mean, with Bob Saget, he died around that time, didn't he?
Oh, I forgot about Bob.
Yeah, I remember he died early in 2022.
Yeah, it's been a lot of people. And I have to say, you know, we came back just for this. We do some other episodes or try to do some more episodes before the year's out. But schedules are lining up, you know, people don't tacit agree to signing up and everything. So.
Oh, man. We got tacit agreements for several future episodes.
Bill Russell. Got about Bill Russell.
Oh, yeah, man. Bill Russell, man.
Yeah.
One of, if not the greatest. When I say basketball player, I'm not saying it as literally basketball playing. I'm meaning like just one, definitely top basketball player. And then two, also like just top person.
Person, yeah.
For all of the things he did for civil rights, man. Especially at a time when, like, he was doing this in the 60s, like with Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown. Like, this was oh, I'm posting this on social media. Like, this man was really putting his life on the line. So,
in Boston, of all places.
In all places.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
They retired his number of stuff for me.
Did they do it where every team in the NBA, right?
Yeah, every
Nobody
team.
Nobody can wear number 6 again? Yeah, so that's what's
nope.
up.
Only the people who were grandfathered in, like LeBron, he still wears 6 because it was before Bill Russell died. But nobody else, like if you coming into the league now, you can't number 6 is not available to you.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Hopefully we'll be able to have some more people like that in this world and not have some, because we got too many yays and too many capital D, lowercase a, RR.
Oh my goodness.
Crooked letter I. Is that what we're doing there?
No, I'm sorry. So that kind of goes back into the sovereign citizenship shit that.
That is one of the sovereign citizen things that they have a thing that the name that's on their birth certificate, because it's all capitalized, is not their name. It's a government ID. So they will tell police or judges in the courtroom, they'll be like, and we have this charge for Mr. Daryl Brooks. And they'll say, I object. I am not all uppercase Daryl Brooks. The name that was given to me by my parents is capital D, lowercase following, A-R-R-E-L-L, Daryl. Like, okay, sir. Fine. Whether you're all uppercase Daryl or the first letter capital, all follow with lowercase Daryl, both of y'all going to jail. So
the funny part is, when he kept saying that his name was not Daryl or Daryl Brooks or whatever, I remember the prosecution was like, well, we have an exhibit. This is what was found in his pocket when he was arrested. And it was his ID card with his name on it. I'm like, why do you have this if it's not yours? Did you steal it?
Oh, my goodness. Yep, that was also part of it. Well, we have the driver's license that says Daryl Brooks. We have your ID badge for work that says Daryl Brooks. The car is registered to Daryl Brooks. Yeah. The insurance is Daryl Brooks.
And all of this was found in your possession.
When the police officer asked you your name after you got arrested, you said Daryl Brooks. So.
Oh, my God. I think that's a good place to go.
Oh,
ahead and
my
end
goodness,
it.
Man.
Hopefully we can get in a couple of more shows before the end of the year. Definitely have some more coming up for Cool Black Nerds, Life is P, and other stuff on the network. But we out.
As always, please continue to follow us on social media, Say What Radio for all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that jazz. Again, thank you for tuning in. As always, the biggest compliment you guys can give us is to really, really, really share, like, subscribe, review the show on iTunes, Google Play, thumbs up on Facebook, everything. Tell your family, friends about the show. We may not be everybody's cup of tea, but hey, let them listen and we can come to an agreement. You know, you like this, don't like this. But that was funny. Yes, it was. Thank you for tuning in. Catch us next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I'm dying in this fucking fucked up town. Kid crying in my mouth. Get the fuck out of this country, mother. The fuck is that?
Say what again?